Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. This is a conversation in a break yesterday that turned into, hey, man, we probably should continue this conversation on. And, Kevin, we've been discussing Jimmy Butler as an option for a while, and I just don't – I don't love that. I do love you saying, hey, and go ahead and mark that. I do like when you're like, hey, we're trying to give this guy away right now. I mean, you might be able to get him for nothing, but is that good value for you if it is actually nothing? I don't know.
And the only reason I would say yes is because Jimmy Butler on a vendetta, I think, is a thing.
There are three major factors, three motivating factors for athletes, and that is...
And for Jimmy Butler, it might only be one.
Revenge.
He might only want revenge.
Revenge, contract season, and fun babies. Kids motivate you.
This guy we're about to talk about might be porn stars.
All right, and that is... I mean, fun babies do kind of come from that sometimes. Zion Williams. And
yes, thank you.
The Zion is... He's been a fascinating enigma since he was drafted. Even before he was drafted, the whole break in the shoe thing was interesting. But the body, Mike, before when he got drafted, I do remember you saying he's not going to be able to physically play basketball because
I thought like at 32 his career would be over. Just being at that physical, that athletic, and that heavy. That the knees and the ankles and stuff, it'll be able to handle it for a while, but by the time he gets to 30, the micro fractures and the cartilage and all that stuff will probably deteriorate so much that he's going to have one of those 10-year great careers. Uh-huh. And then like you're like, gosh, he was drafted at 19, 20 years old. How at 30 or 31 is he at this level? Now, that has not played out. Unfortunately, he's been way more hurt than I think most people could have imagined for 6 years.
I do feel like that was, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, before we started working with Mike, when we were still Knights, maybe. And you were like, I understand that.
Yeah.
But the talent. And so that's always.
Still the same 5 years later,
yes,
right?
Exactly. So that's where we really are just going on. He's been in the NBA. He's a little bit older. Do we want to make a move for this? What will it cost? How does he fit?
Can I please start this? Because I think my opinion is at least different than Corey's. And I've changed my mind about this. Once I looked at the breakdown of his contract structure, I'm in. And it will depend on what it costs, of course. But he has maybe the most unique contract in the NBA. So... Once he missed all those games, which you could be like, oh, which season? I get it. But the rest of his contract is not fully guaranteed. So he's under contract for 3 more years, I do believe, after this season. It's not fully guaranteed. So it goes like this.
It is maxed. It is like a max out. Yeah.
More or less, yeah.
But it's not that bad of a max.
Yes. Exactly. Because there's different levels of max, which is even more confusing for the NBA. But 20% of it becomes guaranteed if Zion meets all the weight criteria, which is to say under 295 pounds. He gets weighed 6 different times in the season.
Me?
No, I'm not. But then think about this. 40% of his contract gets guaranteed 40% more if he plays in 41 games. And then another 20 if he gets 51, then another 20 when he gets to 61. So he's already missed so many games this year. The only one he would have a shot at is 41 games. Like, it's just not, it's not going to be any higher than that. So if he meets all of his weigh-in criteria and he is healthy from here on out, you're still only on the hook for 60% of the guaranteed money next season. And remember, the two seasons after that aren't guaranteed either. You have to go through like the exact same, threshold again. That's why I'm interested. I wasn't interested before because those numbers are ridiculous, because the way y'all broke it down, it's the same as it was 5 years ago. When he plays, he's really, really good, but he doesn't play a lot.
This is interesting because it goes back to how this show has always been with you and me. And that is you giving me the John Daniels numbers and me being Nolan going, nah, but let me see the thing.
And that's fair. I just wanted to say, I have changed my mind in the last few days from definitely not to what's it going to cost because of this contract breakdown.
So I think most people here know Tim McMahon. If you don't know who he is, he's written for a long time now, I'd say 2 decades. And he's covered the Mavs for the most part. But over the last 6 to 8 years, he's also covered other teams. One of the other teams he's covered for ESPN is the New Orleans Pelicans. He wrote an article right before the new year that Zion possibly is going to get traded, as in, like, from what he was maybe kind of hearing, that New Orleans is just looking at how horrible of a season this is, how horrible of a future that they possibly might have. Also, they have a chance at getting Cooper Flagg, which a lot of people believe is that kind of generational talent that will change your organization into a winner. Now, people thought that about Zion 5-6 years ago, unfortunately, because of his injuries, and then you have to take in his possible motivation and lack thereof,
which does not appear to be the case with Flagg whatsoever. It appears to be quite opposite.
And so this is where I started thinking about this before the new year. Is Zion came back last night, and then I think it just ended up perfect timing that we're going to talk about it today, that last night he came back. He did not look fat. I watched the highlights. I did not watch the game. He had a 360 windmill dunk on a breakaway. Sweet. In fact, I thought for sure, like, what he's dealt with injuries, I was like, he's just going to, like, dunk it, but not dunk it. No. And it showed that the athleticism is still there. He had an alley-oop where he didn't get super above the rim, and that was earlier in the game in the highlights, and it kind of worried me, like, oh, is that how high he jumps now? Because if that's how high he jumps, I need to back off of this. Now, I will say this. I don't know how available he is, but the Mavs, according to Brian Windhorst, have been making a lot of phone calls.
Good, as they should.
To see what is out there available to make the team better. I think that Nico Harrison is just doing a tremendous job. I'll give Michael Finley credit.
Agreed. Stay in touch.
Like, there's a lot of people that I'm sure deserve more credit than just one person.
And by the way, just real quick, because this is something that frustrates me with the Cowboys, how big of a deal do you guys think it is that you're just picking up the phone? Like, that doesn't mean you're going to get anything accomplished, but
just
you picked up the phone.
The best, you should pick up the phone, too, just to
talk. Let's see.
You get an idea, at least, and it could be fibbing, but you get an idea from other teams, agents, you're calling agents all the time. Does your client like being in New Orleans? Does your client like being in Washington? Does your client like being in Charlotte? And then you call up the general manager and you kind of probe and you just see what they're liking and disliking about their roster, what they feel like they lack. What you might have a sense of what they lack. It can be pretty common watching a game and going common sense and just going, I can tell they need big guys, or they need a ball handler, they need a scorer. But you just want to probably get a better sense from their presidents and general managers on what they're thinking. The Mavericks own, this is scary, but this is what they're working with. The Mavericks own their 2025 first round pick, their 2026 first round pick, and their 2031 first round pick. Those are the only first round picks they own through that time, and they own 1 second round pick in 2025. Literally, they do not own a second round pick until 2032.
And remember, that's relevant because you can't trade first round picks in back-to-back seasons. So whenever you hear this proposal, I think the way it's going to go is 25 and 31.
That's the only draft picks you can.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
An offer, or you can offer 26 and 31.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do it that way, if you said, we don't want to offer, maybe you know more about Luka. Let's just say you're Nico. And then it becomes like, how much do I want to trade for a run this year? If you know that, I don't think this is the case. I want to make this clear. But behind the scenes, they know Luka's injury way more. I'll just say, like,
yeah,
I didn't know DeMarcus Lawrence's injury, but I'll just be honest. Like, I get to be with a professional team, and they are pretty much telling me he ain't playing the rest of this season. And that was when he got hurt, and he didn't play the rest. Now, did the Cowboys tell us that he wasn't playing the rest of the season? No. But they probably knew, too, just like most athletic doctors somewhat know that injury, that position, that sport, and go, yeah, like, he ain't playing. But you look at what the Mavs have to offer. They have two first-round picks they can offer, 25 or 26, and then 2031. Those are the only first-round picks that they have available to even offer in trades. Now, that being said, I don't think the Pelicans, I don't know this, I don't think they want Zion anymore. I think that, just think of how fed up we would be as Maverick fans if we were, instead of Luka, we got Zion. And we thought that Zion was going to be our answer. And you started building around him. And you traded for
gotten anywhere.
You got Brandon Ingram. And you got CJ McCollum. Like, and you drafted different.
At least we've somewhere with Luka, right?
Right. And so you just be like, I'm fed up with this. This isn't going to work. Just get as much as you can right now. While some team might believe that they're going to get him healthy, they're going to get him motivated, they're going to keep his weight under, you know, certain frameworks that keep him healthy, that he's like, we're done.
Yeah.
And so I think New Orleans is done. Now, I'm not saying you can get him for nothing,
but maybe a cheaper thing than you maybe could have been in a long time ago.
Getting your salary, as in trade wise, to $30 million. Because that's what it would take approximately to send to New Orleans to get Zion at approximately $36 million this year. You start getting to Jimmy Butler, I got to get to $42 or $43 million worth of players to get Jimmy Butler. That starts making it tough because the Mavericks have a weird structure of salaries. It's good. I'm not saying it's bad. They have two guys getting paid an S-ton of money, Luka and Kyrie. And everybody else is under $20 million. And there's not a lot of guys making, if I need to go look at it, I think there's only two guys, if I have this right. I think it's PJ Washington and
Gafford makes 10, 12. Yeah,
there's only two guys making 15 or more. Yeah. And that's PJ Washington and Klay Thompson. Okay. Like, the Mavericks have built this thing. Nico's like, here's our two superstars. And everybody else is in that mid-level exception area. You know, which is like about $12 million, I believe it's at right now in the NBA. So I can trade for $35, $36 million worth of a player. I can get there. I'm going to have to probably give up Omax Prosper and Jaden Hardy and my two first-round picks to give them the prospects they want. So there's my prospect stash that I have.
Okay.
And this would be taking a chance on a 26-year-old guy who's lacked motivation. But if he were to get it, you would get a top 15 player? Would you say top 15 player when he's motivated and healthy?
And by the way, I might. And Zion, I think, is only 24.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Even younger.
Okay. He's been around a while.
I appreciate both of y'all. That was really good stuff. Really good reasoning. I am, Kevin, you're looking at the fan text that I'm looking at, and I'm the same way here.
Now, I get it.
Here's what I'm saying. Because a lot of people, the buffets won't stand a chance. No way. Who needs another out of shape young phenom on the team? I don't want another lazy person or another person who lacks self-control. These are all my fears, and if I'm the owner or the GM, I should have these fears. So now, how do I solve that problem? Can you tell me, because Kyrie's done a really good job of getting the rest of the team to follow him while also allowing Luka to be Luka.
Yeah.
So can you, if Kai goes, hey, I got a relationship with this guy, or I know a way to get him motivated, Because I can't have him and Luka be who they are.
I'm with you.
I need Zion to change. You can't change Luka. Luka's already shown he will change for periods, but he's not going to change for a long haul. So can you convince me that you guys, I'll pull the trigger on this. I'll help make the deal. Can y'all convince me that you can connect with him and we're the place that we can connect so that he becomes a different type of player, at least for this year, at least so we can go get the championship and get the run that we deserve.
So what would you guys think if I threw out there, I don't think he has a motivation issue. I think he has a Yu Darvish issue where he is a
Lamborghini
and you only take the tarp off when every condition is perfect. That's why I think he misses so many games. I'm not saying he doesn't have other issues, but I think he misses another chunk of games because he's like,
it's not
quite perfect.
I'm with you, and I don't know the trust level of this. I do know this happens in sports, at least in baseball for sure. You can talk to Najee Marshall. He was his teammate for a little bit and go,
what's, good point.
What's his motivation? You know, like, be honest here. Now, the tough thing is you might, I'm not for this, but you might have to trade Najee Marshall to get it done. I'm not saying that New Orleans, you just have to get to $30 million somehow. And Maxi Kleba is an easy one to get to 11. And then I start adding guys making a few million dollars here in Omax and
Hardy,
but I have to get to $30 million worth of player. And I don't think they want Klay Thompson. Like, if you're rebuilding, I don't think Klay Thompson's on your list of rebuild. And I'm not trading PJ Washington in this deal.
Yeah.
Just to be honest, because Zion is such a risk, but this would be a very high risk, high reward. But Corey, you
and
said
his fit is he's great defensively and
when
great
motivated,
offensively. Okay,
when motivated, he's premium. He's not a good 3-point shooter,
and he's not as good of a rebounder as you would think.
Right,
he's not a bad rebounder, but just not as good as you would think.
But I'm not saying this is the perfect fit. But Nico has done such a great job. If Nico's calling around, and Nico was a Nike guy, Zion's a Jordan / Nike guy. I'm sure he talked to Zion when he was in high school. Like, Nico has done such a great job. It's really weird with his shoe relationships through agents and players that he seems to understand chemistry fits way better than we, the fans, can at times understand chemistry fits. And I'm not saying that Zion's the answer, but I will say this. You said it'd have to work this year. The one thing that Kevin pointed out was he does have, after this year, 3 more years that you'd have a 24, 25-year-old guy that if you got him motivated, if you believe you could have Zion and Luka, which is scary. I get how scary it would be with Cronuts and everything like that, but
Cronuts are amazing.
I'm not saying this is something I'm dying to get or I want the Mavs to do no matter what, but I think it could be an option for the Mavs here in the next month to look at, what if we got Zion and, you know, I know this is the question that they haven't been able to keep Luka away from food, but like, could we keep Zion away from the buffet, as somebody said, and get him super motivated? Because if I had a motivated Luka and a motivated Zion for the next, let's say, 5 or 6 years together, that could be pretty special.
By the way, not to skip over this all the way, Mavericks win over the Lakers 118-97. I think they closed on a 9-0 run, but they also had a mediocre first quarter. They've been having really good
first quarters, not finishing,
and then
great,
falling apart. This one was fine, and then they got a win. They desperately needed it.
Awesome win. Real quick, because I know we got to go, from YouTube, the person asking, Zion makes $36 million this year. Jimmy Butler makes $50 million this year. So if you're asking, because they're asking, like, which would cost less?
Yeah.
Zion would cost less in a trade, at least when it comes to players, because you only have to get to $30 million of player, pretty much.